improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
It's more wicked every day. The maker who created it will never let it stand this way. This world can't stand long. Be ready and don't be late. We should know this world can't stand, for it's too full of hate. It was so full of sin, and for that very reason now it's gotta be destroyed again. This world can't stand long. Be ready and don't be late. We should know this world can't stand, for it's too full of hate. To eternity. This world can't stand long. Be ready and don't be late. We should know this world can't stand, for it's too full of hate. Him lead us by the hand. If we will only trust him in, he'll lead us beyond the burning sand. This world can't stand long. Be ready and don't be late. We should know this world can't stand, for it's too full of hate.
Cruisin' the Decades with the famous voice of Roy Acuff, one of his early hits in 1948, a song pleading for kindness and love. Roy Acuff is one of the most important figures in the history of country music and popular music, a country music Hall of Famer, and synonymous with the Grand Ole Opry for 40 years. What a great catalog of recordings he has if you listen in to his recorded music. That's what this show is all about. CruisinTheDecades.com. You can find all of our playlists and all of our shows on demand. And it's all about music appreciation. It's kind of the roots of modern music and where what we listen to today comes from. We do one song per decade. I'm Brad Savage, and we roll now into the R&B sounds of 1951. This is the best known song by singer Connie Allen. I really enjoy listening to these sounds that directly laid the groundwork for what would become rock and roll just 5, 6, 7 years later. In this case, Connie Allen is backed by Todd Rhodes and his Toddlers, or the Todd Rhodes Orchestra. This is a fun one. It's called Rocket 69 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Rocket 69, rocket 69.
With a sweet man like you, we could have such a wonderful time.
Rocket 69, rocket 69.
radio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Motown, 1963, the biggest solo hit for Eddie Holland. That was Leaving Here, a song which I discovered in the 90s when it was covered by Pearl Jam for a charity benefit album. And Holland, Dozier, Holland, you ever heard of that trio from Motown? Well, HDH refers to the songwriting and production team of Lamont Dozier and brothers Brian and Eddie Holland, who wrote some of the biggest songs for the entire Motown era. You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades. Chronologically, we do one song per decade for a time warp travel journey through music's glorious history. Now, we're going to hang out in the 1960s for one more bonus track, and this goes forward to 1969. For Captain Beefheart, Don Van Vliet is Captain Beefheart, and along with the Magic Band, wrote some of the most essential and absolutely strange recordings to ever be released commercially in the 60s and 70s. A real cult figure, a real record collector figure. We're going to zero in on Trout Mask Replica, released June of 1969, produced by Frank Zappa, a wildly experimental listen of R&B, garage rock, blues, and jazz, and just a really avant-garde composition. It's hard to listen to because it's so strange, but that is precisely what made it such a masterpiece and such an underground classic. In total, Trout Mask Replica has 28 songs and clocks in at nearly 79 minutes. And like I said, it's not the world's catchiest or most easy to listen to record, but its influence is unparalleled. Let's listen to this one called She's Too Much for My Mirror from Captain Beefheart off the classic Trout Mask Replica. Double album of 1969 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Here you would have a famous version of She's Too Much for My Mirror. Note the clever slate. She's Too Much for My or Anybody's Mirror, number two. Told you.
Oh, Chicago, she's a woman that make her young man a bum. She howl like the wind, make my heart grow cold. Make me long for that little red fog. She make things fly, she make things roll. She got me way over here and I'm hungry and cold. Told me I ought to be choosy. That was way back when I thought you were my friend. Now I find out she's a floozy. I remember the butterflies and the sweet smell of corn in the bubbling fish in that little pond. Oh, losey. Oh, losey. How long for you? How long for you? She's too much for my mirror.
A show that parlays an obsessive lifelong collection of records and music history into a global broadcast of one song per decade. For over 100 years of popular recordings, you're hearing Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage on the best radio broadcast signals across North America and the world. AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
You know I love that organic cooking, I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural, on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt, white sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime, you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar. Just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping a little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert. And wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at Combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an old moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to old Yule Gibbons, and I only eat a homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed with a handful of Pringles potato chips and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Dancer, just as healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
Fun little novelty number from Larry Gross from 1976. That is Junk Food Junkie. We'll send that one out to everyone listening in Charleston, West Virginia on the Status Quo WTSQ 88.1 FM. You see, Larry Gross hails from West Virginia and spent a number of years as the artistic director and host of Mountain Stage, the great national live music radio show that originates there in Charleston. But that song is just kind of a fun surprise that reached number 9 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Larry Gross, Cruising the Decades. I'm Brad Savage. This show is heard worldwide on the greatest independent and community and music appreciating radio stations all around the world. Shortwave on WBCQ, The Planet, and Channel 292 out of Germany. And we're heard on The Eagle from Armed Forces Network, heard all around the world at all U.S. military bases and for all the troops and all the U.S. embassies worldwide, including Eagle 810 in Tokyo, Japan. Take a look at the playlists and schedule and all the great radio stations that carry this show at cruisingthedecades.com. We're going to go on a little time warp now, an interview with Cy Kernan of The Fix, but this interview was actually released as a promotional LP for radio stations when their album Phantoms came out in 1984. So the time warp now to this historic interview.
This is Cy Kernan of The Fix, and this is our new album, Phantoms. We thought that was quite an apt name after having spent a year virtually away from home all the time. And we all found that as a band that there's a sort of character deep down within you that tends to come out. The less responsibilities you have to your being based in one place, this other side of your character tends to sort of steer your moods. And it just went very easy. I mean, we had 16 songs. We initially were going for 10, but we found out with a couple of short tracks we could get 12 on, which I think has given us a good balance for both sides. And also, there's a lot of pondering on albums, and we didn't want to ponder on too many ideas, just show that we had more ideas.
Now, what about the song Sunshine in the Shade?
Well, it had to be short because it was a quick break in the clouds, sunshine in the shade. You know, it had to be just a quick glimmer of hope. It's just the idea of, again, you know, a good idea is only a thought away. If you're feeling bad, then you just remember when you're feeling good. We got all the information that we wanted to in the song, and the feel felt good. And coming from England, where the sun only ever comes out for like 2 minutes anyway, we gave it an extra 26 seconds, and that was a real hot summer. I'm very pleased with it. We had a good amount of time to write it. We were all very relaxed because we'd been on the road for a long time, so when you come off the road, you really relax into a comfortable lull. So we felt energetic after a couple of weeks, and we were able to, I think, work at our best for a lot of the period.
Cy Kernan of The Fix, the year 1984, off the album Phantoms. This is Sunshine in the Shade on Cruising the Decades.
Sunshine, warm in the storm in my back. Whatever virtues I mountain with the hope to make a stand. Every man makes a mountain of his life a master plan.
Studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
We raised
The voice of the late Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries. Now, that is a song called The Sun Does Rise, Job Wobbles, Invaders of the Heart, with Dolores O'Riordan on vocals, released in 1994. Job Wobble got his start as an original member of Public Image Limited with John Lydon, a.k.a. Johnny Rotten. He left the group after two or three albums and has done quite an extensive solo career and has a great cult following. I like that song because it's very clearly Dolores O'Riordan on vocals, but certainly it's not a Cranberries song, so it's kind of a rare track as we remember her contribution to great music. Once again, that was 1994 on Cruisin' the Decades. I'm Brad Savage, Brad at thesummit.fm. We originate at the Summit FM, Akron, Ohio, USA. This show is now heard on over 60 great independent radio stations all around planet Earth. The mission? Bringing listeners together across vast distances through a shared love of music and the magic of the airwaves. CruisinTheDecades.com for all of our playlists. We're moving into the 21st century. We're going to go forward to 2005 with the band Spoon from Austin, Texas, off of their album Gimme Fiction. I turn my camera on from Spoon on Cruisin' the Decades.
I turn my camera on. I cut my fingers on the way, the way I'm slipping away. I turn my feelings on, you made me untouchable for life. Yeah, yeah, and you wasn't alone. It hit me like a ton. You hit me like a ton. I turn my feelings on. I turn my feelings on the side. Yeah, yeah. And like I'm gonna ignite. I saw them stars go off. I saw them stars go off at night. Ooh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruising the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruising the Decades, Global Edition.
out of New England in the early 2010s. That is Passion Pit with Take a Walk. It's from their second album, Gossamer, released in 2012. CruisingTheDecades.com. And we're going to wrap up with a 2020s selection by a band that has really captured my ear and a really interesting, unusual, and anonymous band from the UK, Sleep Token. They're a hard rock meets metal band. I hesitate to call it heavy metal. I mean, it's almost more like if Tool meets Blue Oyster Cult or something like that. But they're anonymous. They wear masks. They don't really give interviews. They've got a massive following and recently hit number one on the U.S. albums chart with their most recent album, Even in Arcadia. Real interesting story, definitely an interesting look, and memorable sounds. Sleep Token, this is Damocles on Cruising the Decades.
Well, I've been waking up under blades, blue blossom days. If only Damocles would hit me back. No alabaster carvings or faces on a farthing would prevent my head from fading to black. And it feels like falling into the sea from outer space in seconds to me. And I play discord and days on repeat until they look like harmony. When the river runs dry and the curtain is cold, how will I know if I can't see the bottom?
really an interesting mix of sounds and styles. The Masked Men of Sleep Token. That was Damocles. The most recent number one album is called Even in Arcadia. 100 years of music. Find all of our playlists at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org. It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org. It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
It has been 37 days since Donald Trump took office, and a lot has been going on every single one of those 37 days. Yeah, and you could be feeling a lot of things about that, but more than anything, you might be feeling overwhelmed. But whatever you're feeling, I want you to know that you should never feel alone. So for the first 100 days, I'm going to be coming to you once a month with a general recap of how Americans are feeling, with polls and data provided by Navigator Research. So these posts will also be nonpartisan. I'm just going to give you a lay of the land. I always think it's important for you to be able to inform your own opinions and make your own judgment calls. And what better way to do that than discussing the relevant data? So without further ado, let's get into it. Need my notes. So as we know, it is tax season. Yeah, and we've heard a lot of things, whether it's about Donald Trump trying to get rid of the IRS and create an ERS, whatever that means. But more than anything, what we've heard from the White House is messaging that we'll provide more tax cuts to the rich and create cuts to programs that our taxes would typically fund that would benefit the middle and lower classes. Here's what Americans are saying. Trump's alignment with tech CEOs is concerning. Most people, 90%, want tax cuts for the middle class instead. 69% of Americans believe tech CEOs are influencing Trump's administration, and it's seen across all racial groups, 68% in white folks, 66% black, 76% Hispanic, AAPI 77%, so it's not even that. 41% of Americans think Trump will help his billionaire friends get richer instead of helping the middle class, and 80% of Americans say CEOs, billionaires, and foreign investors should not get tax cuts. And speaking of his allegiance to tech billionaires, Elon Musk, his numbers are also dipping as far as favorability, as I'm sure you know.
Are listening to Public Affairs on WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Austin FC is off to a great start this 2025 season, and they're doing it with the help of their midfield play and new signing, Besard Sabovic.
On the latest episode of Vamos Verde, hear about the latest unheralded offseason signing that